Hello and welcome back to episode 3 of Dynamica Tiger Talk. Today we have Antonio and Hafa and Julia. Antonio and Hafa will be speaking with Julia about her unique perspective on UFC.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Fight Podcast. Today we have a couple questions for Julia Verdun. So, who do you think will win the main fight, Poatan or Hills?
I think that Poatan is going to win because he is at a really good stage in his life right now where he's training a lot, and I can see that because personally I know him and I've met him and all, and I've talked to him about the fight, and he told me that he's really prepared and that he really wants this. It's something that he's always dreamed about. And I really think that he can win this fight. And also, he's Brazilian. And as you know, I am Brazilian. And I'm obviously going to fight. No, I'm going to cheer for my country.
Okay. Do you think Dana White choose the right fighters for the card?
I don't think so. I think that he should have chose some other fighters. Because this card that he chose for the UFC 300 card, I think it's kind of boring. Like, the first cards that are the first fights of the prelims, it's really nice, but it's nothing like to the extreme, you know? There's also, this fight is supposed to be one of the best fights. It's supposed to be one of the best cards of the year. It's supposed to be the UFC 300, and we're only going to have the UFC 400 in a couple years. So I think that he should have chosen some other fighters to fight for this card. That would have been really nice and would have been for history, you know. I think that the fight with Poatan shouldn't be the main fight. I think it should be the second fight or the third one, but not the main fight. I think it should be someone else, like John Jones or Islam, one of the pound-for-pound fighters.
Okay, well, you kind of already answered this question, but do you think UFC 300 is going to be better than UFC 99?
I don't think so. I think UFC 299 was amazing. It was on Saturday, and it was extremely, it was just amazing. I stayed up the whole night to watch it, and it was something like it was like war, really war. They fought the principal fight. They fought for 25 minutes, and it was like incredible. None of them got knocked out. None of them got knocked out. But it was something so amazing to watch. It was so beautiful, and it was like extremely, extremely entertaining to watch. And I think it was amazing. It's much better than UFC 300. UFC 300 didn't happen yet, but for sure UFC 299 is much better than UFC 300.
Alright, so what do you think about Conor McGregor coming back to the UFC?
I think that Conor McGregor should come back to UFC for sure, or do one more fight this year. He is getting older, but he can fight one more time. And my dad, he has 46 years old, and he's still fighting. Like, Conor McGregor should fight. Absolutely, he will make some great money. He would make millions, and it would be super good for UFC if he could come back. It would make a lot of UFC would make a lot of money. Everybody would watch it. Even the people that don't watch UFC would watch it. A fight with Conor McGregor, because that's amazing. That's incredible, and he could fight with any fighter. Honestly, what that's in his weight class. But it would be so incredible. And I think the fighters today are super prepared to fight with Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor was someone everybody looked up to. And I think if he could come back, it would be really good for the world of fighting. And for sure, he should come back. But I think he should have came back for UFC 300. But I think he's going to come back for UFC 302, 301, not 300. Because the UFC 300 is already planned, and it's gonna be next month.
All right. Well, getting off the UFC topic, I don't know if you already saw the Ryan Garcia things that are going on social media. What do you think about that?
I think that it's absolutely insane. I used to be a really big fan of Ryan Garcia, but now that he's going crazy online, that he's saying that he's been kidnapped and whatever, and now there's a rumor going around that he's been taking drugs and he's going a little bit crazy. And he's kind of talking kind of slow, and his tongue, I don't know, it's weird what he's saying, you know? And what he's saying on his videos that he's posting on Twitter, I think it's kind of absurd. And he has a fight next month, and he only has 1 month to train. And usually fighters, they train for 2 months every single day. Usually on Sunday, they don't fight, they don't train. But every single day, they're training at least 2 times a day. And I feel like he's not that committed to the fight. I think that he's kind of lazy. I saw a video of him sparring, and he was slow. He wasn't good. He wasn't someone that I would watch again fighting, you know. But I think this is going to really make his next fight go crazy, because everybody's gonna want to watch him, you know. After what happened to him, and after what he's saying online, everybody is gonna want to watch this fight. So it's really good for the sales. But as a fighter, he's gonna lose a lot of fans, and he already has, you know. Everybody's kind of like mad that he's supposedly taking these drugs. We don't know for sure if he's doing drugs or cocaine or smoking or drinking, but I believe that he's drinking, that he's drunk, and that he's unprepared for this next fight that he has.
Yeah, I agree with you, but I think it's mainly marketing, you know, because a lot of people are talking about it, and on social media, that's the thing that's trending the most when it comes to fighting. And I think that he's going to earn like a lot of money with that, and he might lose a couple of fans, but he's going to earn a lot of money because everyone's going to watch the fight. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if he's prepared or not. I also don't think so, because I saw the sparring video. I saw he was kind of slow. But I don't know. We'll see in the next fight that it's next month. So
yeah, for sure everybody's going to watch it.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it for sure.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Because we want to see if he's actually taking drugs or not. Because
then he started talking about this bohemian, I don't know what thing.
In the
that
forest.
He was kidnapped, and they did like a ritual with him. I don't know. He's talking a lot of crazy stuff that I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of
really
crazy.
Believe. Yeah.
Hopefully he gets his fans back, and hopefully he can come back to where he was, that he can train better and train more, you know, and come back to where he really was. He was an amazing fighter. And after his last fight, he kind of had a downfall, because he's not really known for losing the fights. And losing that fight for him was really, really, really sucked. Every fighter that loses, it sucks. It's a horrible feeling, and nobody wants to ever have that feeling. But it happens, and you have to lose in order to win and learn from your mistakes.
Okay, one fight that is also like getting really hyped in the social media is the Jake Paul and Mike Tyson fight. Like, what do you think about it?
I think this fight is absolutely crazy. I have I've known Mike Tyson for a long time. He's friends with my dad, and I've met him when I was younger. He's someone super amazing to talk to. He has his trainer right now is my dad's trainer. I grew up knowing his trainer. He's family to me. He's done so much for my family. I love him truly with all my heart. But also Jake Paul is my idol. Like, I idolize Jake Paul a lot. Ever since I was a child, I watched Jake Paul on YouTube. He was someone so funny. He's made my childhood. He was my childhood. And I truly appreciate I truly appreciate him for everything, because he's someone that I look up to a lot, and I truly want to meet him one day. I want to meet his brother too, but I have to torch for Mike Tyson. I have to cheer for him because he's kind of like family to me, you know. My dad is going to cheer for him. My whole family is going to cheer for him. So it's the right thing to do for me to cheer for him. But I think that it's going to be a really hard fight, because Mike Tyson is older. He's almost 60 right now. He's slower. He does have a really strong punch still. That didn't go away. He's training still. He hasn't stopped training. Even though he smokes marijuana, he does mushrooms. I think he's just incredible, and he can come back to where he was, and he can have the speed, and I hope he trains a lot of cardio, because that's going to be super, super, super important for him, because Jake Paul's cardio is extremely, is impeccable. It's amazing. Jake Paul can last a lot of fights. He trains a lot of cardio because of his fights, and I think that is really important for Mike Tyson to train. And also know about Jake Paul and watch some of his fights, because then he can know what he's in for. But I think it's going to be a really hard fight. I hope Jake Paul doesn't get knocked out, but I think that it's going to be really hard for Jake Paul, and he's going to get tired a lot and get and receive a lot of punches.
Yeah. All right, so that's all we wanted to cover today. So thank you very much, everyone, for watching.
All right, thank you very much. That's it for this week's episode of Dynamica Tiger Talk. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.